Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, if you get a moment, go to our website, kmbz.com. And make a donation, if you'd be so kind, to Coats for Kids 2025. There is a need in this town. We see it every single year. And the look on their faces when they get those new coats, these children here in town, if for whatever reason, don't have a coat to wear to the bus stop in the morning, it is life-changing. And it'll bring a tear to your eye. Go to kmbz.com or text to 44321, the word KMBZ Coats. One word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. And thank you in advance. We had a weird night at my house on Friday night.
Weird enough that Sam got a phone call. I got a phone call. Johnny got a phone call.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, are you in the ER? What happened?
So I get home. So Friday night was the company Christmas party. And I opted not to go. That's probably not a place I need to be, for obvious reasons. And so I just go home on Friday night, and I told T a couple weeks ago, she always makes dinner. And
good thing you did go home, by the way.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes.
No kidding. And I told her, I said, you know, sweetheart, I probably need to lose a couple of pounds, so the healthier the better with the dinners, if you don't mind. And so I get home on Friday night, and it's plain chicken and sliced carrots. Very healthy.
Very.
And we sit down for dinner in the living room, and she's over on the couch, and I'm on the love seat, and we're watching TV. And we're probably about like 3, 4, or 5 minutes into dinner, and I hear, and I look over, and she's on the couch, clearly in distress. And I was amazed. I told you this on Saturday. I was amazed how unbelievably calm I was.
Yep.
And I pointed at her and I said, I need a no BS assessment. Yes or no, are you choking? And she nods yes. And I said, stand up and turn your back to me. And so she puts her plate down.
God, I feel like I'm being scolded.
I wasn't playing.
No.
Scolded to survival.
Nor do you have time to play.
There was no time to play. And so I said, stand up and turn your back to me. She does. And all I have ever done with the Heimlich is watch a video on it. I've never done it on anyone, never had to. And I wrap my arms around her waist and I pull up and she goes, ah, and it didn't dislodge. I pull up again.
Were you lifting her off the ground?
On the fourth one I did.
There it is.
And I'm freaking out. And But still, I mean, internally, I'm freaking out. On the outside, I'm extremely calm. And on the fourth one, I pulled as hard as I could, literally lifted her off the ground. And out comes a gigantic piece of chicken onto the carpet.
On try number four.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I said, can you breathe? And she said, yes. And I said, thank God. The dog ate the chicken.
Of course.
Dog only cares about herself. And it took a minute. I'll be honest. It was an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
And it took a few minutes, and finally I'm like, okay, you're alive, you're breathing, okay. And we sit down, and we go back to eating dinner, and like a jerk, I took a bite of chicken, and I go, T, I'm not going to lie, it is a bit dry.
Just had to make a joke. Woman almost dies, and you had to make a joke. All kidding aside, my mother has saved 4 people 5 times. My grandfather was a twofer over 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
Johnny has had to do it and is trained to do all of those things because of his job. And he said to me right after we got off the phone with you, he said, Scott did everything right. That the first thing you say, are you choking? Can you breathe? That is the first thing you say. Mm-hmm. And then stand up and turn around. He said, I hope there's never a next time. But for all of you listening, God forbid if it ever comes into that moment where you've got to stand up and do what Scott did. He said, don't blank around with the first 3 thrusts. Don't worry about breaking a rib. Don't worry about hurting anybody. He said, you would be surprised how much force it takes to get that out. And he said, what happened was you start panicking. And then on your 4th try, you give it all you've got. And thank God it came out. He said, he said, most people the first couple times in training, they'll tell you this. You're like just trying to pump it up a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, the only thing I would have told him to do differently is you've got to go blank to the wall the very first time. Because what you don't want is after 4, 5, 6 times, you then are panicking. The choking victim is then panicking. And if they panic and they're trying to do that, the food tends to go further down the windpipe. But you got it out, and I hope to God you never have to do it again, because anyone with children, did you not have to with the girls flip them over and whap them on the back?
I did
4 or 5 times over the years. It's much scarier sometimes with an adult because it's harder. With a child, you're supposed to lay them stomach down over your forearm. Mm-hmm. Whack, upside down, it pops right out every time. I've never had an issue getting it up with a child. With an adult, it would scare me to death if the roles were reversed and you were choking, Scott, or Sam, as tall as you are choking, or John. Because as the woman alone, mm-hmm. you're supposed to reverse it with the much larger man. And
what do you mean reverse it?
Put your back against the wall, Scott. Your back against the wall. I face you if I can't get my arms around you. And in a J motion, you aggressively go up like a fish hook, but it would scare me to death because you and Sam, you're all bigger than statistically most of the women are listening.
Wait, you uppercut the lower ribs?
You bump, 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 bump. I've been through the training. This was a training for women, Sam.
Oh, okay.
And it said, if you're ever alone with your father, your partner, your adult son, and you can't muster up enough force to get the food out, put them against a wall.
Now, my training did say if there is a situation where you can't get your arms around them, it was specifically referencing the individual size, meaning obese, that you can do the over the back of a chair trick as well, where you put the back of the chair under their rib cage and then use the force of their body to dislodge.
Well, like Wink Starrett's had to
5 times
Heimlich himself 5 times,
which is the over the back of the chair trick. Which, by the way, if you are alone, that trick works on anybody of any size.
And I'm telling you this, you know, once the adrenaline did not kick in during this episode.
Really?
It was only afterwards where I started shaking, and I was like, oh my god, you know what just happened, and I got to thinking to myself, I told her, I said, thank God. It was literally by the grace of God.
Yeah. That you weren't in the shower.
I hadn't taken the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
That I didn't go to the bathroom.
The holiday party.
At the holiday party at Arrowhead. And that I just happened to be in that place at that time. Because God forbid if I had not been there. And
yeah.
Just lucky. And then on Saturday morning, we woke up and she said, thank you for saving my life.
You said, don't die on me.
I will kill you.
Everyone should get trained or at least know enough to know what to do.
And the classes are cheap. It's not, or free if you can find them.
Ask a firefighter.
Yeah.
Sam, when you went through your training, was it like all day? I mean, ours was like an hour.
Oh, mine was online. It took 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Everything, take the test.
For the Heimlich?
It was Heimlich, CPR, AED.
All of it. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for doing it.
Oh, my God.
No one wants to do it.
Well, no. And I just, you know, I don't do loss well.
I know you don't.
I don't do loss well. And if I had lost her on Friday night, I have no idea.
I'm curious for our listeners, and thank God this worked out well. Have you ever been Heimlich'd, or have you had to Heimlich, even at a restaurant? If someone's choking, so many companies now have the policy where they tell their employees don't touch anyone. And you know, there's like a guy dying at table C3. Have you ever had to step in and do that? And I'll take calls from first responders. We'll take calls from just lay people that jumped in. Like my mom twice with her dad, mm-hmm. Once with a family friend, and I think twice randomly at restaurants.
It is amazing.
Like, what is it about you and people not chewing their food? It's always my mom.
Such a good conversationalist. They can't wait to respond.
Right?
It is amazing how calm you can be when the situation demands it.
I've had to do the whole, like, punch yourself in the chest, but it was never a full over the back of a chair Heimlich. But Scott, just in case that you decide to bring that chicken for leftovers, I am certified, so we'll be good to go.
No, we threw it out, buddy. It was dry.
We're done with that chicken.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the CPR beat. Staying alive. Also, one of the funniest episodes of The Office.
That is correct.
This man does not have arms or legs. We need to talk about quality of life here.
913-586.
Dwight, why are you cutting his face off?
7798. Kyle on the Plaza. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Dana.
Hi.
All right. This is Ron Mott's cousin. I'm just letting you know who you're talking to.
Oh, hello.
Right. Hey, what's
going on?
Give him
our love. Yes.
All right. I will do. Hey, listen. I'm responsible for at least 4 lives being saved, but the biggest one that I remember, because this is a heck of a story for me, my sister and I, we were on the front porch one day, we were playing around, you know, and my sister liked to chase me around. And I ran into the house, and we had those six-pane little windows on our front door. And I ran in. I tried to shut the door on her so she couldn't get me. And she reached out to stop the door from, you know, closing on her, and her arm went through the window. Mm. And her arm went in. And so when she brought her arm back through the window, her chest had landed on a piece of glass. And when she brought it back, there was just, every time her heart beat, just blood shot out. So it hit a main artery. So when I seen it, I just ran straight at her and took my palm and just pressed it with my hand up against her chest and my other hand on her back and held it. And then my brother came up and said, "What's going on?" I said, "We need to get to the hospital now. She's losing blood." So he went, grabbed her purse. We put her in the car. The whole way I'm holding her chest, I'm telling her, you know, talking to her. So when you said that you stayed calm, I stayed calm through the whole thing until we got to the hospital.
Yeah.
When I went into the hospital, because I had to leave her in the car while I ran in to get help, when I ran in, I had all this blood all over me, and they're looking at me like I got shot or something because I had a lot of blood. I said, "I need help." So they're looking at me. I said, "Outside." And I just started going crazy then. But the whole way while I was had my hand to her chest, I learned all of this in junior ROTC in school, and they taught us about applying pressure and all those things. And I tell you what, man, when you said that you were upset after I got her in there,
yeah,
I was shaking. I was mad because it happened. So I know what you're talking about, all those different emotions you go through when you have just saved somebody's life and you stay cool during the time. But after that, you just kind of lose it.
Yep.
So I just wanted to share that story, man. It was crazy.
Kyle, yeah. Do appreciate
the call,
man.
Thank you for the call, Kyle. Be well.
Steve in Overland Park. Steve, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
A
long-time listener. I go all the way back to Fogle and Shannon.
Oh,
and
wow.
That precedes me.
Well, you know, somebody replaced Fogle, and I can't put my finger on his name.
Hmm.
That predates us both, Steve. But welcome aboard, and have you saved someone's life?
Yes. I get together every year up in Michigan at a golf resort with a bunch of guys I work with around the country. We've been doing this for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I was in the clubhouse. We were at dinner. Came out of the clubhouse onto the patio where like 25 of us were at this big, long table. On my side of the table, I could see this guy sitting there, red in the face, and everybody else was going, "Somebody do the Heimlich. Somebody do the Heimlich." And nobody was moving.
You, do the Heimlich.
And so I walked up to him, and I put my arms around him. I yanked him up out of his chair. I did three thrusts, and it came out, fortunately. He had a big chunk of burger in his throat.
Mm.
And he couldn't talk. He couldn't cough. He couldn't do anything. And then it was funny, all these guys that were sitting around saying to do something, after I got done with it, I must have had 10 of the guys come up to me and say, "You did it wrong."
Oh, well, you've not, got to be
not,
kidding
not
me.
Not if the burger came out.
Yeah. You did it all wrong.
I'll be done.
My goodness. How many thrusts did it take to get it out, Steve?
Three.
Ugh. That scares me.
The whole thing lasts about 20 to 30 seconds. And it's the longest 20 to 30 seconds of your life.
The most choked on foods for adults.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, meat chunks, steak, chicken on the bone, grapes, popcorn, nuts, and hard candy.
We'll be done.
Yep.
What is it for children? I guarantee it's hot dogs.
Oh, I guarantee it's hot dogs.
Too. Yeah. Sean in Warrensburg. Sean, hello.
About 12 years ago at a school I was formerly teaching at, I was sitting in the lunchroom at the teacher's table, and I heard a couple of tables away, you know, this, you know, this kind of odd frog looking or sound. And I look over and I can see this table, and they're all sitting there watching this girl. And I had her in class, and her face started turning red, and they thought she was pranking them. She was joking them. And so I went up, got up, went up behind her, and I asked if she was choking, and she nodded yes. And I immediately balled up my fist, put it in her stomach right below the, you know, the rib cage. And with my left hand cradled that, and I, you know, gave her a good thrust. Well, the first time I did that, I guess I don't know my own strength or whatever, because she was a buck 10. And when I picked her up, she, you know, I physically picked her up, adrenaline's pumping. she slammed her head into the back, into the, you know, her back of the head into my nose.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, you know, I started bleeding. It didn't break my nose, but it took two more thrusts, and that green grape, because we had grapes that day, shot out of her mouth. And as soon as it did, you know, I could put her down, and I'm a little emotional talking about it. And, you know, I could hear her take that first gasp of air, and her color came back. And, you know, she looked at me, and she was frightened. You know, I've got blood all over my face. And so they took her to the nurse's office. And I agree with the caller and Scott. You know, I was calm as can be, walked up behind her, asked her if she was choking. But as soon as all that was done, you know, I went to clean myself up. You know, I bawled like a baby because, you know, all that, you know, emotion, the adrenaline.
Yep.
The fact I was scared. I didn't want to do it wrong. I didn't want to hurt her. But yeah, I wanted to do it right so it would get out of her throat. And so it took me another hour or so to kind of finally calm down. Yeah.
Well, and to stop the bleeding, Sean, I am so glad that you were able to save her. By the way, grapes is on the list of the most choked on items, as are cherry tomatoes and raw vegetables like baby carrots. Think about baby carrots. Yep.
Martin in Raymore. Hello, Martin.
Hey, guys. First of all, ex-paramedic from Wichita. Scott, I know your brother pretty well. Secondly, I was, like I said, paramedic in Wichita and ran on a kid that had Down syndrome, ended up trying to eat a fish stick. And it was by the grace of God, we showed up in time and used a device called the McGill forceps with a laryngoscope and got the fish stick out of his trachea. But
wait,
extremely...
Martin, you had to go in with a tool and extract it?
Correct. Yes. Hmm. Yeah. One of the most scary situations I've ever been a part of all my years on EMS. So anyway, Scott, you did an amazing job. Congratulations. It does take a lot of mental fortitude to be able to compose yourself and do that. So
Martin, can I ask you, is that device used when the Heimlich has failed? Like everyone has tried the Heimlich and it fails? And do most EMS crews have that device on their ambulance?
So a couple things with that. Number one, I would get that new LifeVac thing that looks like a little plunger.
Yep.
Instead of that. But the McGill forceps are used by paramedics and usually ERs as well. It looks like a long set of forceps that's curved. And then you have to use the laryngoscope, which has a light on the end of it, to be able to extract whatever you're trying to get out.
One sentence or less. How do you know my brother?
Wichita area.
Okay.
Yeah. Lived there for many years. Happened to run into him by accident.
Okay.
There it is. LifeVac's official site. It is a choking rescue device. I will tell you this. That was not around when I had little kids in the home, toddlers in the home. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely put that in my house if I had little ones.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Hey, we are about halfway through our Coats for Kids 2025 campaign. If you can help, please do. Just go to kmbz.com and click on the Coats for Kids logo, and that'll take you to a safe and secure website where you can make your donation. Or text the word, and it's one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. That's KMBZ Coats to 44321. And thank you in advance. Ken in Lawrence. Hello, Ken.
Hey, welcome to the Club of Angels, Mr. Scott.
Thank you. Well, that's a bit strong, but thank you.
No, it's not that strong at all. No, I've done it several times in the last several years, most recently to a little girl at a family gathering at a buffet, and nobody realized she was choking.
What do you mean no one realized it?
They're all having too much time jacking and just having a good time, and nobody realized. And I heard a funny noise, and I looked over, and her eyes were starting to roll in the back of her head.
Oh, God.
And I got up and went over, and I said, she's choking, picked her up, did the Heimlich. It came out, along with a few other things. Then she got scared she was going to get in trouble because she made a mess.
Oh.
And I told her, nope, Grandpa wouldn't let that happen.
Hmm.
And we got her calmed down and got her under organized, and Mom and Dad realized, and I got a hug and a thank you. And they took her to get cleaned up and brought her back, and she come over to my table, and she looked at me. She said, are you really my grandpa? And I said, I am today.
Oh, that is going to make me cry. And Ken, good for you, because that's somebody that you didn't know, and there are people that would feel like I shouldn't get involved.
Well, you know, we don't know a lot of people in this world, but if we never say hello, we don't get to meet them.
Mm. Amen.
Well, and if we do say hello, sometimes we don't want to talk to them again.
And Ken, you know this probably better than I do. That noise, that sound that someone makes when they're choking, you will never forget it for the rest of your life.
Well, if you got a second, I did it years ago to a couple who's having their 68th wedding anniversary. And the husband said, how do you know she was choking? And I jokingly looked at him, well, buddy, she was quiet, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And he said, should have been my first clue, son. Should have been my first clue.
Right on, man. Hey, appreciate the call. Brian in Kearney. Brian, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I called you guys earlier in the spring, and I lost my right hand in a UTV accident. But had I not been with a group of great friends who had not the Heimlich maneuver, I'm going to take it in a different direction, but they had EMT training and knew what to do. I literally had my hand severed in the middle of a national park.
Oh God!
They wrapped my hand up, put a tourniquet on me, and got me out of there. By the grace of God, had my friends not had that training, I wouldn't be here today. So if you've ever thought about it, do it, because I'm going to do it as well.
Did you pass out, Brian, or were you there and up and at them the whole time that they were helping?
No, Dana, I was in and out. It was, I'd wake up, and then I'd pass out. But when they life-flighted me out of there, my friends told me I threw up the horns as they were loading me in the helicopter with my one good hand. But anyway, had they not been there, I would have died in the sand dunes in Oklahoma.
Wow.
You know, if my friends hadn't had that training. So if you're on the fence, whether you're a kid, a lifeguard, get the CPR, man. You never know when your fellow brother will need you.
Right on, man. Hey, appreciate the call. Sean in Olathe. Sean, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. Longtime listener. Love the show.
Thank you.
25 plus years ago, I'm 18 years old, in San Antonio, Texas, at Army Medic School. And went out to Outback Steakhouse, and next to me was a gentleman in his 80s who I noticed just slumped over. And I heard, you know, his head hit the plate. And I immediately went over there and realized that he was not breathing, that he had something stuck in his throat. So I picked him up with the adrenaline and gave them the Heimlich maneuver, two thrusts, it came right out. I then laid him down, and he was pulseless. And
oh,
I immediately started CPR, and nobody was helping me. Did CPR on my own, and right as the paramedics got there, I went to check for his heartbeat, and he had a heartbeat back. You know, blew my mind, 18 years old, and saved a guy's life. And this was before I was even fully trained as a medic in the Army. And that, of course, that situation pales in comparison to the multiple deployments I've had. But yeah, that was my very first experience with saving a life.
And a great reminder, Sean, that sometimes you need more than training for just the Heimlich, because if, God forbid, that food is lodged, about how long before you lose consciousness, Sam? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how long it would have been for her.
My guess would be 2 minutes, which would be the longest 2 minutes of your life.
You know, you don't have a lot of time. And so it's good to know CPR too.
Katie, okay, well, this is talking about a chokehold. I'm not what I'm looking for. Let me keep looking.
No, yeah, clearly
don't
not.
Look at that.
7 to 10 seconds, by the way, if it's a chokehold.
Katie in Topeka. Hello, Katie.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I used to work for an organization that served adults with intellectual disabilities, and on three separate occasions, I had to give the Heimlich maneuver to three different people.
In what span of time, Katie?
Oh, I worked there for 15 years, so it was probably, I'm guessing, maybe over like a 10-year span, possibly, 10 to 12-year span. So the first one was a French fry, the second one was a cheeseburger, and the third one was a peanut butter sandwich.
Peanut butter sandwich?
Yep. Peanut butter's on the list, yeah. Katie, of the most choked on things, because it's sticky.
Yeah. Yep. Huh. Yep. And ironically, sad, that individual, I did save her, but a year later, choked on a peanut butter sandwich again and passed away.
Oh, one, Katie!
One would think that you never eat again what you choked on the first time.
But G will eat chicken again. How old was this person, yeah. Katie?
Oh, probably in her 60s, I'm guessing. Yeah. Yeah. I could not eat a peanut butter sandwich for a while after that, like peanut butter and jelly.
No.
It definitely was disturbing for sure. Mm.
Katie, I'm sorry to hear that, but bravo on what you've done three times. And a reminder to everybody, there are certain people, we learned this from Wink Starrett and from so many people calling in after he described his five Heimlichs.
He's Heimlicked himself five times.
Well, two were buddies that saved him, and it was the same buddy, actually. Okay. And then I think three times he was alone. And people started calling in and said, you need to talk to your doctor about having your esophagus stretched. Because people who choke multiple times, like you could go your whole life and never choke on anything. But then there are people who choke like five times. And do you remember, Sam, people were calling in saying he needs to talk to his doctor about having his esophagus stretched. Like there are certain people where
how do you stretch your esophagus?
I don't know. It does not sound like it's pleasant, but neither is choking and dying. So
somebody on the text line said that they choke all the time and it was because they were diagnosed with a narrow esophagus.
Yep. Huh. They can get in there and do what they do to alleviate that.
Google does not have a direct answer for me, so I'm probably now on some list for the number of different ways I've Googled this question. 30 to 90 seconds before you pass out if you're actively holding your breath. That can go up to 3 minutes if you're not trying to hold your breath. If someone else is trying to hold it for you, per se, why I'm on the list. Mm-hmm. And
if someone else is trying to hold it for you,
you're not boarding a plane anytime soon, are you?
Definitely not. Not with these searches.
Sam, when we get back, it's in my stack. CNN and our friend Rhiannon Alley, they are all wall-to-walling this trial right now that goes right in line with what Sam just did. We're going to talk about it for a little bit coming back. Have you heard of Brian Walsh?
Yeah, yeah. He admits to dismembering his wife, but doesn't.
But says he didn't murder her.
He didn't kill her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, his Google searches are worse than Sam's.
If you hit 4 minutes, that is territory for brain death. Eight minutes is death. So act quickly.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we got to talk about the husband who kills his wife and then the internet search history of any documentary or any Dateline you've ever seen ever.
Well, he did dismember her and lie to police who were investigating the fact that she admitted was missing.
What the hell? I don't know who agreed to defend this guy. His name
claims he didn't kill her.
Name is Brian Walsh. And yes, ahead of his murder trial, he said, all right, I did cut her up.
Well, there was no denying that with the hacksaw and the blood.
Right,
and
but I did not kill her.
By the way, her remains have never been found.
And so I don't know where I was when this whole story went down. I don't recall hearing about it, but you look up on CNN, you can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
She went missing New Year's Day, somewhere around New Year's Day.
2023.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He is just now on trial.
She was having an affair.
She was having an affair. They were separated, Brian and Anna. He happened to be on trial at the time, Brian, for felony federal fraud. He was federally indicted for fraud.
Okay.
So they were separated. He's already looking at wearing prison orange. They're separated. And she does strike up a relationship with her real estate agent. Okay. On Christmas Day, before she goes missing, Brian Walsh, the husband, does an internet search for the other man. And the other man took the stand today and said, to my knowledge, he did not know about us. Well, clearly he did, because on Christmas Day, he searched this random man's name that she was having an affair with in another part of the country.
I think anybody would.
Yeah. That's not the most problematic here for Mr. Walsh. His other internet searches on January 1st included, quote, best way to dispose of a body, how long for someone to be missing to inherit, and, quote, best way to dispose of body parts after a murder.
You left out, can a body decompose in a plastic bag?
Okay. Can we not just all agree that there should be some sort, like, I can't buy Sudafed without going into some database that says I went and I bought Sudafed. When someone in these United States starts searching, how do I dispose of a body? How do I scatter the parts? How long does it take to inherit the life insurance? Should there not be a red flag there?
But what if I'm an author working on a book?
You are about to become a Dateline episode.
I didn't know what to search one day to find a story about an independence man who was accused of having child pornography in his possession. So I Googled independence man child pornography, and Google kicked me off.
Okay.
With a giant red warning saying your searches will be tracked. And I'm like, oh, great. Thanks. Just trying to do a news story here.
The problem is,
Who are you, Sam?
If we gave some sort of hall pass to authors and news people, there have been authors and news people up to this point in these United States who have also murdered their spouses. Now, I think it should be like if there's a red flag, it should be maybe an orange flag if this is an author like John Grisham or Steven Spielberg. But for just your everyday run-of-the-mill dude searching how do I dismember my wife,
I don't think
somebody should maybe like FYI he's searching this?
You want the government, just so we're clear. You want the government monitoring everything that I type into a Google search bar.
Under a very narrow set of circumstances.
No.
Like, how do I dismember my wife and how long before I inherit the life insurance if she's missing? Should that not just go in a box somewhere that, you know,
who's going to monitor?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
The government? Very careful going down the lane of you can be prosecuted for things you search on social media.
I agree because I searched.
We've seen other countries exercising that practice and it's not going
well. You're right. I have searched things during the body of this program. Now, I do it more carefully than Sam. How long before someone stops breathing when I choke them?
I was trying to find the answer I was looking for.
Child porn, independence.
I am very specific in my searches. Like just now, I searched Brian Walsh's internet search history prior to the murder of his wife. One does not become dismembered on their own.
But there are several things that the government, if you wanted them to monitor what you're typing into Google search mm-hmm. that they would have picked on. Murder, dismemberment.
Okay.
You wrote those words into your Google search.
Also, wouldn't it be more likely that a ne'er-do-well would try to disguise their searches
no,
rather than just be directly up front like me?
If they had looked at Casey Anthony's computer, those ding-a-lings, when her daughter was missing, they would have found that exact search, only body in trunk, child. I don't remember all of her search history. They should have looked at that before trial
something
and didn't.
About, something about odor, dead body.
Odor in trunk.
Yeah.
Now, why would that be, Scott?
Well, probably because she killed her daughter, would be my guess. But she was too hot to convict.
What if you're just doing research for, like, a college paper? Is that a crime?
Hmm.
There's a special portal that we create just for researchers. And it's called imnottryingtokillanyone.com.
Happy birthday today, by the way, to Brian Busby, one of the members of the board of directors of Jerk Air. Happy birthday, Brian. News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.